Dog and Joe Show. On 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, time to know the Dog and Joe Show. If you want Green Day tickets, August 5th in Oakland. Poor Kelly, she got tripped up. She got three questions right, but she missed the fourth. You got to get five. Know the Dog and Joe Show questions correct in order. If you want the tickets, you get the tickets. You might also have a chance to get on the bus, the big iHeartRadio, big red rock rig. Joe and I going down to see the show with you. If you get in for that, you plus five guests. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time, man. I've never been to a show in Oakland. It's going to be here. I can't wait.
Let's go to, let's try John. We'll go to John. John, you think you know the Dog and Joe Show?
Pretty sure.
Okay, well, let's pick it up with the last question, Joe. You ask, you got to get the one. Kelly couldn't answer, so we can move on.
All right, John, the last question asked was, who does Dog think is the best actor? Who is his favorite actor?
Now, before you answer, not fair to ask it like that.
It is.
I think it should just be asked, who is the greatest actor of all time?
Well, they already know that, but it's not your favorite.
No. Yeah, we'll get to that. That might be the second question.
Yeah.
John, do you know what we're talking about? Who does that belong to?
Let's see. Greatest actor, let's go Bobby De Niro.
Yes, wow. Bobby D.
There it is.
And the hint that we gave Kelly was all the muffins should have an equal amount of blueberries. That's when he was sitting in the restaurant with Kevin Pollak, and he was talking about the service and how everything had to be consistent from the movie Casino. Bobby D, the greatest ever. All right. On the board, 1-0. Let's go to this question. Who does Joe think is the greatest actor of all time?
Well, thank you very much. That's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Wow.
That is undebatable. He is the greatest actor of all time.
I've long said he should have quit after Bosom Buddies or Bachelor Party. His career ended, but Joe...
Bosom Buddies
was fantastic.
It really was.
All right, you're on the board. 2-0.
Okay, let's see, John. I got to find a good one because John knows his business here.
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't get in today, we're going to do this again tomorrow. And I believe, are we doing it next week too?
You know what? I don't want to say yes 100%, but I think we are.
I think we are.
2 weeks.
Yeah. So be back tomorrow on the 7 o'clock hour if you didn't get through today.
All right. I got a good one for you, John. Which one of us has a subscription to the magazine Living from Martha Stewart?
Man, I know you like the candles, but I think it feels like Dog.
Now listen, that is correct, John.
John is on, dude.
John is on, but here's the thing. You said has. You said has. Has. It's not has. It's had. H-A-D. It's past.
I changed that word.
Yeah, it's not has. I have. No. I used to have.
I believe he currently still has it, John, to be quite honest with you.
I do not. I did have, though. That is true. I did have a subscription to Living from Martha Stewart. She taught me a lot. Let's go to this question. Who on this show has said they would have sex with Martha Stewart?
Oh, that's you, Craig.
Wow, even addressing me by my first name. Yes.
Well, I think you're going to tell somebody you're going to sleep with Martha Stewart. Your first name needs to be addressed.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I lost track. Is that four?
That is four.
He needs one more. John, you get one more. You get Green Day tickets, possibly on the bus, to check him out with us in Oakland.
All right. Depending on this, Dog can say how many possible answers we'll have for this. But, John, what kind of car do I, Joe, drive?
Well, the sex terror or the dune buggy.
You got them both.
He's in, dude.
Yeah. You got tickets, John. You, my good man, sadly, know the Dog and Joe Show.
Yes, you do. I apologize for that.
Too long.
Yeah, way too long. John, good job. Congrats. Dan will get your info. Hopefully you'll get on the bus and check him out with Joe and I down in Oakland. Be back tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll do it again.